So before you listen to the sermon, read 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، دوم قرنتیان فصل 10 رو بخونید.
We're starting a new section basically in the book of 2 Corinthians.
یه موضوع دیگر رو داریم شروع می‌کنیم در کتاب دوم قرنتیان.
Chapter 8 and 9 were going together.
8 و 9 دو تا فصلش در مورد این موضوع بوده.
Addressing some things in regards to giving.
چیزهایی رو که در مورد هدیه دادن.
And in chapter 10 he has a new thing he's talking about.
یه چیز جدیدی در مورد
And he starts dealing with a group of people inside the church of Corinth
that
have been critical of him.
And
of course we know from the 1st Corinthians and 2nd Corinthians there was a lot of issues in the church.
Yeah,
but Paul loves these people, he wants them to get it right.
He
wants them to do well.
میخواد که کارشون درست باشه.
Yeah, so Paul has been attacked by certain people in the church of Corinth.
کلیسای قرنتوس پولس رسول بهش حمله شده بود.
Even the first letter you have these factions in the church. I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos.
تو پولس رسول اول قرنتیان میبینیم که دو تا گروه هن. من از پولسم، من از اپولوسم. بحث بوده در موردش.
Some people didn't appreciate Paul as much as others.
بعضی از مردم به همون قدری که پولس رو دوست داشتن و یکی ها دوست نداشتن.
Some took his authority in question, which is something we're also going to talk about today. Yeah, so in chapter 10, Paul is not addressing everybody. Yeah, he's dealing with a certain group in the church. Now start reading in verse 1 and 2. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence and base among you, but being absent and bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with a confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh.
اما من خود پولس که چون در میان شما حاضر بودم فروتن بودم. اما وقتی که قایق هستم با شما جسورم. از شما به فروتنی و ملایمت مسیح استدعا دارم و التماس میکنم که چون حاضر شوم با آن اطمینان جسارت نکنم بدان نحو که مایه نسبت به بعضی ها با جسارت باشم با آنانی که میپندارند که ما به طریق جسم رفتار می‌کنیم.
Yeah, so he already had told them before that he wanted to come. Yeah, in his first letter he was planning to come.
In
2 Corinthians in the beginning,
he again is
talking about that he has not yet come. Yeah, so he wants to come, but he doesn't want to come having to correct all kinds of issues.
اما دوست نداره وقتی میاد فقط تنبیه کنه و تصحیح کنه.
He doesn't want to come having to fight all battles when he's there.
نمیخواد بیاد و فقط بجنگه.
Yeah, he wants to come and have a good time, be نمیخواد nice.
بیاد و خوش بگذرونه.
And he wants them to resolve the issues they have before he comes.
مشکلاتی که کلیسا داره حل بشه قبل از اینکه پولس بیاد.
Now here's where some are making a mistake.
بعضی این اشتباه برداشت میکنن.
Yeah, some are thinking they know Paul.
پولس رو میشناسن.
He's been a humble person.
فروتن بوده.
Yeah, he's been nice, friendly.
ملایمت بوده. Yet, دوست داشتنی
in his letters he sounds very bold.
اما تو نامش خیلی جسوره.
And some have the impression
بعضی میگن
that they do not have to take Paul as serious because of how they experienced him.
پولس رو زیاد جدی نگیرین.
Yeah, that his writings shouldn't be taking that serious.
نامش رو زیاد جدی نگیرید.
And Paul is warning them, don't think that I will only be bold in these letters.
فکر نکنید جسارتم فقط در نامه است.
I'll be bold in person as well.
اگرم بیام جسارت خواهم داشت.
And don't think that us being bold, yeah, it's just being in the flesh.
جسور بودنمون فقط جسمانی نیست.
Yeah, don't wave away what we're saying.
منتظر خط نزن اون چیزی که من میگم.
Because you see this boldness.
که این شجاعت رو میبینی.
Yeah. And they see his boldness.
شجاعتش رو
میبینن. His direct rebukes, his correction.
میبینن که سریع تصحیحش میکنن, درستش رو میکنن.
This is from the flesh.
و میگن این جسمانیه.
Yeah, they think, oh, he should be more timid, more humble.
بهتر فروتن باشه, بیشتر رفتار کنه.
Of course, this is often the case.
اکثر وقتا درسته.
Yeah, If you are bold,
اگه شجاع و جسوری, yeah,
if you speak the truth,
اگه حقیقت رو به کسی بگی,
you're often being perceived as being unloving,
اکثرا بقیه شما رو به عنوان دوست نداشتن و جسمانی بودن نگاه میکنن.
An example I can give you is my brother in the church he goes to in Holland.
برادر من توی کلیساش تو هلند میره.
Where he was part of the leadership.
که عضوی از رهبریت رهبر کلیسا بود.
And he made bold statements based on the word of God. From the scriptures,
و چیزهایی رو در کلام خداوند میگه.
In regard to certain situations that were going on.
شرایطی که در اون اتفاق افتاده.
And the response he always got.
جوابش که همیشه تو کلیسا میگرفت.
Yeah, that people thought he was prideful.
میگفتن مغروری.
Thinking that he knew the truth.
فکر میکنی حقیقت رو بدونی.
And they told him, "You're in the flesh. You're prideful. You're
مغروری.
You're not very spiritual."
خیلی روحانی نیست.
While in fact it was preaching the very words of God that were given in the Bible.
اما واقعا کلامی رو داشته اعلام می‌کرده که در کلام خداوند نام برده.
Yeah, we can mistake people who are bold.
کسی که با شجاعت کلام خدا رو اعلام می‌کنه. کسی که حقیقت رو اعلام می‌کنه.
Sometimes we're being in the flesh.
فکر می‌کنیم مغرور جسمانیه.
Like being arrogant or prideful.
مغروره به خودش می‌باله.
Yeah. I've been accused of that as well.
به من همین توهین شده.
Yeah, well, I say again, what I'm saying again, it's just from the Bible.
چیزی که من میگم طبق کلامه.
How can we be bold? Because we stand behind what God has said.
باشیم و جسور باشیم.
Yeah.
اینه که میتونیم بیستیم دنبال کلام خدا.
We can be bold proclaiming the word of God.
باشیم که کلام خدا رو تو
زندگیمون عملی کنیم. We don't have to be ashamed of what God has said in His word.
نباید خجالت بکشیم از چیزی رو که خداوند در کلامش به ما گفته.
Yeah, that's not the flesh.
اون جسم نیست.
Yeah, that's not being prideful.
مغروری نیست.
Yeah, that's actually being filled with the Spirit, which results in boldness.
Yeah,
when we see people in the Bible being filled with the Spirit, we see them being boldly preaching, proclaiming the truth, boldly sharing the gospel. How do you know you're right? Maybe you're wrong.
Now,
the Bible is pretty clear about a lot of things.
There's
really no doubt what the words actually mean. And on top of that, we also have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
that the Bible says leads
them
into all truth. Yeah, so Paul is addressing some people that are in the church in Corinth.
They have been criticizing Paul.
Yeah, Paul has given rebuke, correction, and some don't like it.
پولس رسول تصدیق کرده و بعضی دوستش نداره.
And they're saying, "Hey, Paul, you're walking in the flesh."
پولس در جسم قدم برمی‌داری.
And Paul says, "No, we're not."
پولس میگه در جسم قدم
برمی‌داری. Yeah, we're bold in our letters.
شجاعت داریم در کلام ما.
We will be bold when we come to you.
شجاع خواهیم بود زمانی که به حضور تو میایم وقتی نیازمندیم.
Read verse 3, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh.
زیرا هرچند در جسم رفتار می‌کنیم ولی بر حسب جسم جنگ نمی‌کنیم.
Yeah, so we don't walk according to the flesh.
طبق جسم قدم بر نمی‌داریم.
So we don't war according to the flesh. We don't walk according to the flesh, but we walk in the flesh.
جسم رفتار می‌کنیم. Yeah,
physically in the flesh.
جسمانی که جسممون هستیم.
Yet our warfare is not after the flesh.
اما جنگمون جسمانی نیست.
Yeah, when we bring rebuke and correction.
وقتی تصحیح و تنبیه می‌کنیم کسی رو.
According to the flesh.
که طبق جسم کار نمی‌کنیم.
Yeah, when we're correcting.
وقتی
that's on a spiritual level.
از لحاظ روحانی.
Yeah, using spiritual tools.
حرف روحانی می‌گیم حقیقت روحانی رو اعلام می‌کنیم.
And these letters of Paul, of course, are full of spiritual truth.
نامه پولس پر از حقیقت واقعیه.
Paul is exposing them to biblical truth.
با حقیقت زیادی اونها رو روشن می‌کنه.
Yeah, it isn't war after the flesh. It wars after the spirit.
نمی‌جنگه بلکه دنبال روح.
Go to Ephesians 6:12. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
زیرا که ما را کشتی گرفتن با خون و جسم نیست بلکه با ریاست‌ها قدرت‌ها جهانداران این دنیای تاریک و با فوج‌های روحانی شرارت در جای‌های آسمانی.
We do not walk according to the flesh. We do not walk according to the flesh. Yet we are in the flesh. But we do not war after the flesh. Yeah, and it says here we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Yeah, go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And read the next verse. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
زیرا اسلحه جنگ ما جسمانی نیست بلکه نزد خدا برای انهدام اجدها قدرتمند است.
Yeah, the battle is a spiritual one.
جنگ ما جسمانی نیست، جنگ
yeah,
روحانی
when,
است.
When we're busy with the things of God,
وقتی با کارهای خداوند قدم
برمی‌داریم، spiritual.
روحانی
yeah.
جسمانی نیست.
Leading somebody to Christ, getting somebody saved.
یه نفر رو
بشارت دادن،
یه نفر
battle.
نجات پیدا کردن، جنگ جسمانی
Helping
نیست.
People to grow in
کمک
the faith.
کردن به دیگران که در ایمانشون
yeah,
رشد کنن،
not a physical battle.
جسمانی نیست.
Yeah, when the Bible talks about armor and weapons, it talks about spiritual things. Yeah, for example, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Now, here, what you should not be confusing. Yeah, don't confuse the spiritual battle yeah, with the fact that Christians can defend themselves if they physically attacked.
فکر نکنین که یک مسیحی حق نداره خودش دفاع کنه اگر از لحاظ جسمانی بهش حمله
yeah,
شه.
So this doesn't mean if somebody comes there to harm you or your family
به خانوادهتون آسیب برسونه
or your loved ones that you cannot protect yourself.
نمیتونین از خودتون دفاع کنین.
Yeah, there's a spiritual battle.
جنگ روحانی هست.
We fight with spiritual weapons and armor.
با اسلحه های روحانی می جنگیم.
Yeah, but if there is a physical battle coming to us, if somebody's attacking us, we can defend ourselves.
کسی هم جسمانی حمله کنه به ما، ما حق دفاع داریم.
Yeah, if somebody would come physically, for example, to our church and wants to harm people at the church,
اگه نفر بیاد بخواد جسمانی به اعضای کلیسا آسیب برسونه،
we will physically respond to that
و ما هم جسمانی بیرونش میکنیم.
By neutralizing and removing the threat from the building.
و اون آسیب رو از کلیسا دورش میکنه، بزنیمش بیرون.
And I will assist with that if necessary.
و اگرم لازم باشه منم بولم میشم و کمک میکنم.
If you come break into my home,
اگه میای دزدی خونه من شب.
Yeah, I'm not going to quote scripture to you.
نمیام شروع کنم آیه خوندن
برات. Oh, thou shalt not steal.
که دزدی نکن.
Yeah. I'm probably thinking something like on the lines of John 10:10. Yeah, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I'm not going to ask them which of the three of above they're here for. Yeah, you will first get whacked with something which I have next to my bed. Then I ask questions.
بعد سوال میپرسم ازت.
If you're still conscious.
اگه هنوز
yeah?
بهوش
so,
باشی.
This is not about us not being able to defend ourselves physically.
این به این معنی نیست که از لحاظ جسمانی نمیتونیم از خودمون دفاع کنیم.
Yeah? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it holds for the spiritual battle.
ولی بر حسب جسم جنگ نمی نماییم.
Yeah, so
این منظورش از جنگ
don't confuse those two.
این دوتا چیز رو با هم قاطی نکنیم.
Yet if we talk about the spiritual battle, then our weapons are not carnal.
وقتی در مورد جنگ روحانی صحبت می‌کنیم ابزارها و وسایل ما جسمانی
weapons,
نیست دیگه
yeah, which are spiritual
اسلحه های
yeah,
روحانی
are able to pull down the strongholds.
میتونه چیزهای روحانی
Now,
رو نابود کنه.
What is a stronghold?
چه چیزهای روحانی
yeah, it's somewhere where the enemy has set up camp.
جایی که دشمن توش خونه کرده.
Yeah, it's a place that he is occupying.
جایی که
he is defending.
گرفته. جایی که دفاع میکنه.
He's holding a position there.
جایی که مکان خودش رو نگه
yeah,
داشته.
They have a strong hold on that position. That's basically what points to.
قدرتی رو داره در اون منطقه.
Yeah, so how do we deal with strongholds in our lives?
اون فوج‌های روحانی دشمن‌های قدرتمند رو زندگیمون نابود کنه.
Read the next verse. 2 Corinthians 10 verse
5.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
که خیالات و هر بلندی را که خود را به خلاف شناخت خدا می افرازد به زیر افکنیم و هر فکری را به اطاعت مسیح اسیر می سازیم.
And you can have all kinds of imaginations that are wrong that need to be cast down.
داشته باشیم تو زندگیمون که درست نیست و باید بندازیمشون پایین.
Yeah, things you believe.
چیزایی که ایمان داری.
Which you have picked up from young.
چیزایی که از جوونی بهش عادت کردی.
And carnal weapons don't help against this. This is a battle on your mind.
و جنگ اسلحه‌های جسمانی به ما کمک نمی‌کنه. این جنگ جنگ ذهنیه.
And what you need is the truth.
چیزی که لازم داری حقیقته.
And we need to bring our thoughts into obedience
باید فکرمونو به اطاعت در بیاریم به اطاعت مسیح.
We are to get our lives in line with the word of God.
We
are to get our thinking
فکرمون رو
aligned with his knowledge.
با دانش خداوند
یکی کنیم. We need to get control of our minds
باید فکرمونو کنترل کنیم
and bring them into obedience to Christ.
و با اطاعت مسیح اونها رو تحت کنترل قرار بدیم.
Yeah. And here's a good way in which you can do this.
یکی از راه‌های خوبی که می‌تونیم این کارو بکنیم.
Yeah, how you can bring your thoughts into obedience of Christ.
چجوری می‌تونیم فکرمون رو با اطاعت روح
خداوند انجام بدیم؟ First of all, it's to walk after the Spirit.
اول اینکه در روح قدم برداریم. پر از روح باشیم.
Yeah, the higher ground gives you the advantage in the battle.
هر زمانی که بالاتر ایستاده باشیم.
And that higher ground is to be filled with the Word of God.
کمکمون می‌کنه که بهتر بجنگیم چون دیدگاه بهتری داریم. و چجوری می‌تونیم بالاتر بایستیم؟ زمانی است که می‌تونیم کلام خداوند رو پای کلام خدا بایستیم.
We accomplish this by filling our lives with the things of God.
کامل می‌کنیم با این کار رو با پر کردن کلام خداوند.
Yeah, singing psalms, hymns and spiritual songs.
خداوند میگه سرودها بخونید، مزمورها بخونید و زندگی خودتون رو با
اون
پر کنید.
The word of God.
این میگه با کلام خداوند پر شیم. وقتی پر میشیم زندگی ما قدرت پیدا میکنه.
Yeah, Hebrews 4:12.
Ebranian chart.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
زیرا کلام خدا زنده و مقتدر و برنده تر است از هر شمشیر دودم و فرو رونده تا جدا کند جان و روح و مفاصل و مغز را و سنجشگر افکار و نیتهای قلب است.
Yeah, it's a spiritual battle.
جنگی روحانی.
Yeah, spiritual tools you need to
and weapons you need to fight. پس اسلحه روحانی که اون جنگ روحانی رو بجنگی.
And of course, there are things that work against you.
چیزهایی هست تو زندگی که ضد شما نیست.
Yeah, of course, you have the world that works against you.
دنیا رو داریم که ضد
شما. The devil works against you.
شیطان ضد تو میجنگه.
But also your own flesh is working against you.
اما جسمت هم بر ضدت میجنگه.
And your own flesh is probably your biggest enemy.
بزرگترین دشمنمون جسممونه.
Yeah, Proverbs 23:7.
امثال 23:7.
For as he thinketh, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. For he thinketh is his heart, so is he.
I don't have cover. Book, Amsal
Chan.
23:7.
زیرا آن دسته است که همیشه حساب نگاه می‌دارند، به تو می‌گوید بخور و بنوش، اما دلش با تو نیست. لقمه‌ای را که خوردی قی خواهی کرد و تعارفاتت را نیز به هدر خواهی داد.
Yeah, so you're thinking Proverbs 23:7.
Proverbs 23:7.
Yeah, so your thinking is directly related to how you will be.
روش خوردنت باعث میشه که چگونه باشی و کجا.
Yeah, what goes in your only your mind.
چیزی که تو فکرت قرار
میگیره. Imaginations of your mind.
تصوری که تو ذهنته.
Will affect your life.
تاثیر میذاره تو زندگیت.
And if they are not right, they can be
hurting you. اگه درست نباشه میتونه آسیب بهت برسونه.
Now, what should we be thinking about?
چی باید فکر کنیم ما؟
Go to Philippians 4:8.
فیلیپیان 4:8.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
خلاصه ای برادران، هرچه راست باشد و هرچه شایسته و هرچه عادل و هرچه پاک و هرچه دوست داشتنی و هرچه نیک نام است و هر برتری و هر ستایشی که بوده باشد، در آنها تفکر کنید.
Yeah, there are ideas, there are imaginations
تصورهامون,
that are put in your mind
چیزهایی که تو ذهنمون
that can be hurting you.
شاید بهمون آسیب برسونه.
Yeah, the weapons of a warfare are not carnal, they're spiritual.
اسلحه روحانیمون جسمانی نیست بلکه روحانی است.
And one of those weapons is the truth.
یکی از اون اسلحه ها حقیقت و دونستن حقیقت کلام خداوند، اون شمشیری که دو طرف
هست.
چیزایی که فکر کردن که حقیقت، چیزایی که واقعیه، خالصه.
Yeah, lovely, good report.
دوست داشتنیه.
Yeah, we need to be careful what
مراقب
we allow into our mind.
چی اجازه میدیم تو فکرمون اتفاق بیفته.
We need to be careful what we
مراقب
look at.
باشیم به چی نگاه میکنیم.
We need to be careful what we
مراقب
listen
باشیم
to.
به چی گوش میکنیم.
Yeah, you are your own worst enemy.
شما بدترین دشمن خودتون هستید. و احتیاج دارین فکرات تون تحت کنترل قرار بدید.
Into obedience
که شما را به اطاعت در مسیح برسونید.
Go back to 2 Corinthians.
دوم قرنتیان. فصل 10
برگردید.
آیه 6 رو بخونید.
And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
و آماده هستیم که از هر نافرمانی انتقام جوییم وقتی که اطاعت شما کامل شود.
Yeah, so he says when you are in obedience,
وقتی
when
اطاعت
You have
میکنی
brought every thought captive.
وقتی همه فکراتو تحت کنترل قرار دادی
Well, to stay in that place.
و در اونجا میمونی.
Now Paul is ready to deal with the disobedience.
و پولس با ناطاعتی داره کنار میاد و با شجاعت داره میگه
جلوتر
بایسته اگر لازم باشه.
Not with physical force, but with spiritual
نه با قدرت جسمانی بلکه با اسلحه های روحانی.
Yeah, the boldness that we saw in his letters.
شجاعتی که در نامه او میبینی.
Yeah, the boldness that he says I will have this when I come to you.
شجاعتی که میگه من دارم وقتی میام براتون، همون شجاعتم خواهم داشت.
And you need to be ready as well.
شما هم باید آماده
باشید. To deal with the disobedience in
که بتونیم با ناطاعتی‌های زندگی خودتون
yeah,
کنار بیاین.
نافرمانی‌های
خودتون کنار بیاین. چیزهایی که تو ذهنتون اتفاق می‌افته که از خداوند نیست رو اونها رو از بین ببرید.
You need to pull down new strongholds if they're there again.
دشت‌های قدرتمندی که تو زندگیتون دوباره بلند میشن و باید بندازیم
yeah,
پایین.
Need to get everything
under control. احتیاج دارین که همه چیزو تحت کنترل قرار بدید.
So you are obedience to Christ.
که اطاعتتون با عیسی مسیح یکی باشه.
Now what was the context we were talking about?
نتیجه که در مورد چیزی در مورد صحبت می‌کنین چیز پولس رسول هست که میگه
But some of the Corinthians were
یکی از قرنتیان ها و کسایی که او رو زیر سوال می‌بردن.
Yeah, accusing his boldness or mistaking his boldness for walking in the flesh.
شجاعت او و با اون قدم برداشتن در جسمش.
Yeah, Paul said, yes, we are in the flesh.
در جسم هستیم بله.
But not warring after the flesh.
الان دنبال جنگ روحانی نیستیم، بلکه جنگ ما روحانی نیست.
As we are bold in our letters.
وقتی در نامه هام جسورم.
We will be bold in person.
در شخصم جسور خواهم بود.
Yeah, we are ready to deal with the issues.
آماده ایم با اتفاقهایی که با در کنار شما هستیم
کنار بیایم. If you're in disobedience.
اگر ناطاعت هستین ما آماده ایم.
What we want is that you
چیزی که
میخوایم deal with these issues before
با این شرایط قبل از اینکه ما بیایم در حقیقت کنار بیایم.
Yeah, but just understand and know that we will be bold.
درک
we will be in your face.
بدونید ما شجاع خواهیم بود
yeah.
و رو در روی
Heads
شما خواهیم
ایستاد.
وقتی میایم همه اونها اتفاق خواهد افتاد.
Yeah, verse 7.
آیه 7.
Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If anyone trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we. We Christ.
آیا به صورت ظاهری نظر می‌کنید؟ اگر کسی بر خود اعتماد دارد که از آن مسیح است، ایرانیز از خود بداند که چنان که او از آن مسیح است، ما نیز همچنان از آن مسیح است.
Yeah, so he's asking them, do you look at the outward appearance?
بیرون نگاه کردی؟
Yeah, do you look at how I look?
نگاه کردی ببینی من چه شکلی ام، ظاهرم چه شکلیه؟
And this probably indicates that Paul wasn't a very intimidating person.
به نظر میاد از لحاظ ظاهری پولس خیلی قیافه چیزی نداشته که تحت تاثیر قرار بده.
Sickly because he's
میدونیم
talks
که
about
بوده.
Having been torn in the flesh. Some sickness that he's unable to get rid of. Yeah, and of course, in the beginning, already talks about that he's bathed among them. Yeah, and 1 Corinthians 1, 26-29. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, nor many mighty, nor many noble are called. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised had God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence.
گفتن اول قرنتیان
1:26-29.
زیرا ای برادران فراخواندگی خود را ببینید که نه بسیاری که به حسب جسم حکیم هستند و نه بسیاری قدرتمندان و نه بسیاری نجیب‌زادگان فراخوانده شدند، بلکه خدا جاهلان جهان را برگزید تا حکیمان را رسوا سازد و خدا ناتوانان عالم را برگزید تا قدرتمندان را رسوا سازد و حقیران دنیا و پست‌ها را خدا برگزید بلکه نیستی‌ها را تا هستی‌ها را باطل گرداند تا هیچ بشری در حضور او فخر نکند.
Yeah, so it doesn't say, but it sounds like he might be talking about himself. Yeah, and this is something that you often see in the Bible. Yeah, that God uses unlikely or weak people
to,
do great things for God.
Yeah, he
uses, for example, like Gideon was hiding,
and then
the army needs to, they need to confront the army, and
it's
brought down to only 300 men.
Why?
Yeah, so God gets the glory.
Yeah,
David is another example.
As
a young man, a little young man compared to his opponents,
he defeats Goliath. از جولیات رو شکست میده.
Yeah, so all the glory goes to God.
همه جلال از آن خدا باشه.
Yeah. I think Paul wasn't very impressive in the physical, and
پولس رسول هم از لحاظ جسمی آدم بزرگی نبوده که بگی آدم گنده ایه.
And look down on him because of that.
یا بهش نگاه کنم میگن عجب هیکل گنده ایه.
But God often uses weak.
اما خداوند از آدم‌های ضعیف
to do great works.
استفاده میکنه
که کارهای بزرگی رو انجام
بده.
Foolish things of this world, the weak things.
جلال رو به نام خداوند انجام بده و چیزهای بزرگ رو انجام بده.
Yeah, so if you think you are in that category,
I get to think میکنی در اون شرایط هستی.
Yeah, you're a good candidate to be mightily used by God.
کاندید خوبی هستی که خداوند پر از جلال است.
Yeah, so when you succeed,
وقتی موفق شدی.
Yeah, then everybody knows God is doing it and God gets the glory.
که همه میدونن خداوند داره این کارو
میکنه. Paul says, my strength is made perfect in weakness.
قدرت من کامل میشه در ضعف تو.
Yeah, so he says, think again. Do not look at after my outward appearance.
Yeah, don't look down on me.
Because I'm not so impressive in the physical. Because I might look weak to you. Yeah, don't think because of that. Yeah, that you're above me. Don't think that because you are in Christ. You're above me. Yeah, if you're in Christ today, it's actually because I have led you there.
Because
who started that church?
Because
it was Paul.
Yeah.
If you're in Christ, then we are in Christ.
Yeah,
in fact, in spite of how you perceive us after the outward appearance,
بعد از ظاهر من شما چه چیزی رو
we actually have authority over you.
واقعا قدرت داریم نسبت به شما.
Yeah.